You almost sound disappointed. I wondered if Chantrell was aware that my hand had not been on the hilt of the gun for several minutes now, and that the weapon had barely entered my thoughts during that time. Am I that fascinating to you, or are you just more bored than I imagined?
A bit of both, probably. But you are fascinating, Tanner. Worse than that, you're a puzzle I've only half solved.
Half already? You'd better slow down. I'm not as unfathomable as you think. Scratch the surface and you might be surprised at how little lies beneath. I'm just... What was I going to tell her? Just a soldier? Just a man keeping his word? Just a fool who did not even know when it was time to break it? I stood up, conspicuously removing my hand from the gun pocket. I could use your help, Chantrell, that's all. But there's not much more to me than meets the eye. If you want to show me something of this place, I'd be grateful. But you can walk away now.
Do you have any money, Tanner?
A little. Nothing that would amount to much here, I'm afraid.
Show me what you have.
I pulled out a fistful of greasy Ferris notes, laying them in their sad entirety on the table. What does that buy me? Another cup of tea, if I'm lucky?
I don't know. It's enough to buy you another set of clothes, which I think you could use if you want to blend in at least approximately.
Do I look that out of place?
You look so out of place, Tanner, you might be in serious danger of starting a fashion. But somehow I don't think that's quite what you had in mind.
Not really, no.
I don't know Esher Heights well enough to recommend the best, but I saw some boutiques on the way in which should be able to outfit you.
I'd like to look at that tank first, if you don't mind.
Oh, I know what that is. That's Methuselah. I'd forgotten they kept him here.
I knew the name vaguely, and I had the impression it had already been half remembered once this evening. But Chantrell was leading me away.
We can come back later, when you don't stand out so much.
I sighed and put up my hands in surrender. You can show me the rest of Esher Heights as well.
Why not? The night's still young, after all.
Chantrell made some calls while we walked to a nearby boutique, chasing up her friends and establishing that they were all alive and safe in the canopy. But she did not leave a message for any of them, and then never mentioned them again. That, I supposed, was how it went. Many of the people I saw in Esher Heights would be cognizant of the game, and might even follow it avidly, but none would admit to it themselves, beyond the private parlor where the sport's existence was acknowledged and celebrated. The boutique was staffed by two gloss black bipedal servitors, far more sophisticated than any I had seen in the city so far. They kept oozing insincere compliments, even when I knew that I looked like a gorilla which had accidentally broken into a theatrical supplier's. With Chantrell's guidance, I settled on a combination which wouldn't offend or bankrupt me. The trousers and jacket were of similar cut to the mendicant clothes I now gratefully discarded, but were cut from fabrics which were wildly ostentatious by comparison, all dancing metallic threads in coruscant golds and silvers. I felt conspicuous, but when we left the boutique, Vadim's coat billowing raffishly behind me, people gave me no more than a fleeting glance, rather than the studied suspicion I'd elicited before.
"So," Chantrell said, "are you going to tell me where you're from?
What have you worked out for yourself?"
"Well, you're not from around here, not from Yellowstone, almost certainly not from the Rust Belt, probably not from any other enclave in the system."
"I'm from Sky's Edge," I said. "I came in on the Orvieto. Actually, I assumed you'd have figured out that much from my mendicant clothes."
"I did, except the coat confused me.
This old thing, it was donated to me by